think it's an almost impossible order. I think it'd be too big for the likes of Fergie, Mourinho, or anybody at the moment, unless there's going to be some hefty investment into the club on the premise that they want to get back in one.
Worst time ever to drop out the Premier League with the big Sky money coming in next season, would you say?
Oh, well, from that respect, yes. But, you know, there's no guarantee, there's no divine right to get back up, straight back up there. You've only got to look at other major clubs. You look at Leeds, you look at Sheffield Wednesday, you look at clubs of that ilk. I mean, Portsmouth have gone right through, haven't they? And won the cup in 2008. Bolton have slid out, so, you know, unless they get their act together and do it properly, you know, they've got no divine right to say they're going to come back up. I mean, with the current crop they've got, they won't.
Particularly when you look at the stats. I mean, 3 wins out of 34 games, 23 goals. It's been pathetic. And Julian Lescott talking to the BBC saying it's a weight off the players' shoulders. Maybe now they give the fans what they want with some decent performances. Well, it's a bit late, and it's not a weight off the shoulders of people who are going to lose their job as a result of relegation, is it?
Well, it's not, and unfortunately, some of the people that are going to lose their jobs, well, from what we can see, are the people that don't deserve to lose their jobs. I mean, you can look at all the various factors and whatever, and all you, but what you have to come back to and say, the team has been awful. They have not performed. You know, whether that is, you know, the recruitment has obviously not been up to what it should have been. You know, if you look through the Premiership at the moment, you look and see the likes of Milner, you look and see Delph, you can see, I mean, I still think Benteke is a very good centre-forward, although he's not cutting it at Liverpool. You know, and you look at 7 or 8 very good players, Ashley Young, people like that, who've left the club and have been replaced by inferior players. And if you keep buying mediocre players or keep bringing them in, then you finish up, as Villa have found out, with a mediocre team.